Last week, squabbling between GOP leaders and the Florida legislature derailed efforts to yet again revise the state's congressional map. With lawmakers heading to a Tuesday court hearing empty-handed, the task of drafting borders could now be in the hands of the judiciary. But University of Central Florida political scientist Aubrey Jewett says court involvement is nothing new.
But yeah, so 62, 72, 92, 2002, and now we have had court intervention either at the federal or state level or in some cases both.
The last time judges actually drew borders was after the 1990 census, when a panel of three federal judges redrew District 5 as a minority access seat. Ironically, charges of minority packing in more recent iterations of that district played a major role in invalidating the existing map. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.